Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Glory. Now listen. In the judgment of the sheep and goats, it's a very interesting judgment because he said, I was sick, you didn't take care of me. I was hungry, you gave me no food. I was naked, you didn't clothe me. Do you know what he said? He said, because of this, go into eternal punishment. A B.
The believers who think they've escaped.
You don't even know what you are saying. Okay, probably I'm making it up. Read. Judgment of sheep and goats.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger and ye took me in. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee and thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren.
Hold on. The believers that don't take care of the brethren, you would also suffer eternal punishment. Read. Let's go.
And the king shall say, shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left,
Depart
from me.
Where?
Ye cursed.
To where?
Into everlasting fire.
Hold on. This is not on faith. Did you take off Jesus' brothers? If you didn't, everlasting fire. Why have they not told you that one? This is not fire of hell. This is the lake of fire. I wish I can talk to you guys about this. This is not hell. Listen, hell was not prepared for the devil and his angels. It was the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. So whoever does not take care of his brothers, whose brothers? Jesus's brothers. You will be where? On the left. Where will you go? Everlasting fire. That one is more dangerous than hell. You were not told. I take it again. What kind of everlasting fire is this? The lake of fire. Will anybody escape fire? No. Not one. What is being tested by this fire? Works. I was hungry. I was thirsty. Is it you didn't receive? Is it faith? Not the judgment of faith. No. Works. What am I saying? I am saying that many believers will go to the lake of fire. And they will have nothing out of the fire. They will suffer punishment. What's the punishment? The loss of all things. Oh, I pray that you get this. What would they suffer? They have been cast into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. They brought nothing out of the fire. It is this fire Paul talks about. For he said, every man's work shall be tried with fire. And if his work withstands the fire, because of the sort of the work, what is the sort of the work? The ministry to Christ's brethren. The ministry to the Lord through his brethren. He said, you didn't do it for me. Who are the people? Jesus will say, I don't know you because the work was not done for me. So I don't know about this work because I was not in it. How do you work for Jesus? By taking care of his brothers. Who are his brethren? The church of God. Who are his brethren? Israel as a nation. Some limited to the church, some limited to Israel, but they are all his brethren because they are his brethren after the flesh. And we are his brethren after the spirit. So he said that he may bring many sons unto glory, of which he is not ashamed to call them his brethren.
Let me take it slowly so that you can understand it. Understand that the underworld, which is actually hell, there is no believer who will find themselves there. However, in the matter of lake of fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels, there are believers who would find their way there.
So now watch this. This is the church. Those of you here, this is the church. This is the world. You tell the world about the life of Christ by which they will escape hell. And you tell the church about the ministry of Christ by which they will escape the lake of fire. But we have stopped our own. And we are telling these people, you will go to hell. You will go to hell. And the guy who is supposed to be doing ministry to the church is not doing that one. He's here. And judging everybody. And he himself, even this thing that he's doing it out of conceit. He's doing it out of ill will. And he himself, in that day, when these people have come out of hell and they meet him in the lake of fire, hey, brother, what are you doing here? Do you understand this work? If you don't minister to the brethren, if you don't take up ministry, if you are not passionate about the work towards the Lord, lake of fire. Are you doing ministry? Some of you have dropped ministry because of money, lake of fire. Let me be close to this fire. A brother in church hurts you. You have stopped church, lake of fire. And to make out with you, James Street. Otia, sorry, what do you mean, Casa?
James Street. The church, you don't talk to your brother, straight to the fire.
So far, your body will be a fool.
The pastor,
so far, oh, Sisi, I saw him, ma.
Your pastor said to you, and so you offended. You're headed into fire.
Everlasting fire.
Everlasting fire. The pastor that is abusing and cheating on the members, everlasting fire.
I come to here, who abuse me, maybe?
James, your brother is hungry, you have, and yet you have refrained from giving to that person.
One tarier, good day.
The volume of clothes in your closet on a Sunday morning, it takes you approximately 50 minutes to choose the particular attire for a service.
You have
forgotten that somebody in church Right in church. That you're a Christian does not mean you've escaped fire. The fearful matter is the fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels, not the underworld. That one is more fearful. We will not focus and deal with us. Point out to me where Jesus says, because you did not receive me as your Lord and Savior, you are going into everlasting fire. There is no place like that.
Minia,
friend,
asori na Yesu do atu.
The church that Jesus has placed you in, when you meet a brother in Christ, give that person a cup of water. Understand that by means of that service of water, you can escape eternal
water.
Buy food and give it to the person. Give the person clothing. And if you have done none of these, Jesus says to tell you, you have done nothing for me. Please enter into everlasting. So the truth of the matter is this. Christians. Fire awaits you. I'm not part because even what I'm doing right now, I'm doing it for Jesus. That's the truth.
When I'm Papa saying Yesu
this is what made my father say that for all I have done for Jesus, what is it that he has that he is giving to those who love him that he wouldn't give me a portion?
Do you know what? Ministry, when you become a Christian, is the most sacred vocation every believer should aspire for. Like the way you were afraid of hell, you shouldn't have been afraid of it. Like the way you should be afraid of the lake of fire. Because when you are a believer and you enter the lake of fire and your work is tested and it doesn't abide the fire, your shame will appear to the entire creation. Your nakedness will be seen. You will be saved so as by fire. Your spirit will be saved, but you have nothing to show for it because in this life, you didn't do any work for Jesus. Listen, when I'm preaching, you say, Pastor, preach it. You are doing some work for Jesus. When you slap your hands, you are doing some work for Jesus. That you come over here to encourage the brethren, you are doing some work for Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody is thirsty, you give him water. Jesus. Somebody is hungry, you give him food.
Yes.
Somebody is naked, you give him clothes.
Jesus.
You pray for the church.
Yes.
You fasted.
Jesus.
You were spiritual.
Yes.
You were doing things for God.
Oh.
You will escape the lake of fire. I will see you. Listen, I will see you in the lake of fire. I will see you in the lake of fire. But do you know what? I'll be dressed in my suits. I'll go through the fire. And like the three Hebrew boys, the fire cannot burn us. And I pray that you too, when you enter the fire, you will come out. Because this is the hope of the believers.
Jesus.
That we will prove the works of Christ and show to the Creator the sort of works that we did. The Bible says the fire is not to try the amount. You must not preach here to make it big. God is not looking for big things. God is looking for quality things. The sort, not the quantity. So some of you, all you may be doing is to just stand at the gate and smile at people. Make their hearts warm as they come to church. Never pick up a quarrel with anybody at work. Don't fight your wife. Don't fight your husband. It is silly. You are fighting Christ. That your husband, that your wife, that your child is of Christ. There's no reason to have any animosity towards anybody. Because when you see them, you see Christ. You can't hate Christ, so you can't hate them. You can only love Christ, so you can love them. So that in that day, the very little you did, you will receive your praise. The very small thing you did, you will receive your praise. It is not in the quantity, it is in the quality. Sometimes you may be singing, but you are not the lead singer. You are the backing vocalist. Your voice re-echoes so that the lead vocalist can sing. You may be thinking that I must be in the lead to do something for Jesus. But the fact that you are doing this, and you know that you are singing to God, and you know Jesus loves to sing. The Bible said he will sing to his brethren. You are joining Jesus with your altar voice, with your tenor voice, with your keyboard, yes, with your drums, yes, with a saxophone. You are singing along with Jesus. You are praising with Jesus. Jesus is happy and you are content. Jesus is the object for which I do my works. When I come to church early, I come because of Jesus. When I step into this place, it is because of Jesus. I am not padding. My work must be quality. So that when it stands the fire,
I must stand the test of fire.
It can be proven.
Jesus.
That the quality befits Jesus. People, any offering you bring that in your mind you couldn't give to Jesus personally, don't drop it. Because you lost it.
Mercy.
If you take money out of your pocket and you can't imagine giving to Jesus one-on-one, don't drop it. Because if you dropped it, you didn't give it to Jesus. If it is a coin, drop it happily. Because I'm giving to Jesus. People bring trillions and Jesus is not pleased. The other day in church, Jesus stood by the offering basket and bowl. People were giving. This old woman brought a coin. Dropped it. Jesus said, hold on with the song. I'm more pleased with this woman. I told you, it is not quantity. It is quality. It may be small. What you are doing in church, what you are doing in the kingdom, may be small. But Jesus is more pleased than those of us who are standing in public with the boldness of voice and words. Hey, but if you can do it big and quality, and rather do it that way than small and quality, I want to do big things of quality for Jesus rather than to do small things of quality for Jesus. May the potential on my inside be harnessed for the work of the Lord.
Jesus.
I escape the everlasting fire,
yes,
of the lake of fire.
Jesus.
I will go through it and come out,
yes,
and I will get my gold, I will get my silver,
Jesus,
I will get my bronze. The wood and the hay will burn,
yes,
but the gold will stand the test of time.
Jesus.
People of God, do your best for God.
Yes,
do something for Jesus.
Jesus.
Do something for God. We are in that season with the opportunity to do something for God. Hey. Sit down for a moment. Do you know why Jesus is concerned? Do you know why? Because Jesus cannot commit something inferior to God. So if you, what you are bringing is inferior, he said, put it away. Jesus, he's concerned about himself too. Because he has to go and give the kingdom to God the Father. So what is your contribution in the kingdom? If what you are contributing to the kingdom is not worth what Jesus will give to the Father, he won't take it. So think about Jesus, the ministry to the Lord, the sheep nations and the goat nations, the goats at his left, the sheep on his right. Enter the kingdom that has been prepared for you. Because your work withstood the vehemence of fire. May God give you revelation and understanding. So that the loudness of our cry to a dying world will be louder to a saving world. The loudness of our cry to a dying world will be louder. It will rather the more be louder to a saving world. The church is God's focus. If God wants to get us saved alone, he will not get the kingdom in the apex of the pinnacle of glory he's looking for. He wants the kingdom to be glorified, because Jesus will be sitting on his throne of glory and will be assaying the glorious works of the believers. May you be glorified in the end. Amen. Question time.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truths for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.